Now, look, I hate giving these protesters in Melbourne the publicity they're desperately craving, but I think the people of Australia have a right to be angry about them using the Shrine of Remembrance as some sort of backdrop for their illegal and offensive demonstration. This sacred site was built to honour the service and sacrifice of Victorians and Australians in war, peacemaking and peacekeeping operations around the world. And as a 20-year veteran said on Sky News yesterday, as I was watching the coverage, it's an absolute disgrace and it's un-Australian. The servicemen and women who fought and died for this country would be utterly ashamed of these vigilantes who climbed the steps of the Shrine of Remembrance, stared down the police as they protested things like lockdowns and vaccinations. I think it's a bit rich for the protesters to chant "Lest we forget" when it was our armed forces who protected the rights and freedoms of this country. Yet these lowlifes stood there smoking, drinking bourbon cans. It was disgraceful. They're instead causing anarchy on the streets in what was supposed to be a law-abiding country. These violent protests in Melbourne are disrespectful and totally unacceptable. This started as a rally against some of the restrictions on the construction industry. And what it is, it's deteriorated to a point where we've got tradies and, yes, extremists involved. If these people think that some sort of violent protest on the streets of Melbourne is going to force the hand of the Victoria government to ease the restrictions, they are kidding themselves. They're just brainwashed, brain-dead morons causing trouble. Daniel Andrews isn't going to resign. The lockdowns won't be lifted unless these idiots get vaccinated. And the construction industry is turning on itself because of a noisy minority of anti-vaxxers who demanded it get shut down because they don't want the jab. I said earlier in the week, you can't reason with lunatics. And the events of the last 3 days, I think, proves my point. There's no reasoning with people who refuse to protect themselves from COVID. And if they don't want vaccines, they better prepare themselves for a pretty boring life. I've been crying out for people to stop listening to these noisy minority groups, and we're finally starting to treat these people with the contempt they deserve. This cannot continue, and it's unfortunate that Victoria Police are the ones standing on the front line having to arrest these people, but I think it's time for the Chief Commissioner to say no more. And if that means putting every single one of them in handcuffs, so be it. The anger in Melbourne at the moment is palpable, and I'm not surprised we've got the rest of the country infuriated by these scumbags who want to disrespect the memory of our soldiers by standing, smoking and drinking on the Shrine of Remembrance to put forward their case. If the Anzac Day marches were restricted because of the pandemic, what gives these thugs the right to rally through the streets, on freeways and at the Shrine of Remembrance? And spare me this argument, oh, they're standing up for their rights. No, they're not. They're ignoring health advice, and the pack mentality of this mob is out of control. I know you've all been watching the pictures on your TV screens, and if you want to vent like I have just done, vent your anger at these vigilantes, go for your life. You give me a ring on 131873, email me via the website or text me 0460 873 873. How does it make you feel watching these people disrespect what this country was built on and what we have become? It's infuriating.